The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
I'm Richard Paul Evans, author of the best-selling Michael Vay series. For more than 6 years, readers from around the world have followed Michael Vay and his friends as they battled Dr. Hatch and the Elgin. Then, at the end of book six, Michael Vay was struck by lightning. Now everyone's asking, where's Michael? You're about to find out. Book 7, the last book of the Michael Vay series, is on sale now. Find out why Glenn Beck says Michael Vay is fantastic. Michael Vay, The Final Spark, on sale now. Pick up your copies today.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
David Mead studied astronomy at the University of Louisville, worked in forensic investigations. His bio says last 10 years he spent with Fortune 1000 companies writing reports for management. He is a specialist in research and investigations, has a dozen books to his credit, including the best-selling Planet X, 2017, The Arrival. He was raised Catholic. He says his book was based on hard science with some Bible prophecy thrown in. He said, I was raised Catholic and I believe in the book of Revelation. It was taught in Sunday schools when I was growing up, and it is still taught in Sunday schools around the nation and the world. He says that the media here in America, and you're going to find this hard to believe, has distorted what he has said. Is coming on Saturday, September 23rd is the date, and we welcome David to the program. Hi, David.
Glenn, thank you for a brilliant introduction. Love your show. Good to be here.
Thank you. So I have met several kinds of people. People who are claiming that you are saying that the end of the world is on Saturday and that we should all prepare. I've met people who say there's a good shot that, the rapture is happening on Saturday, or that Jesus is coming back. I want to know what you're saying, because this is your theory.
Right, right. In September, I don't think anything is going to happen. I really don't. But there is an amazing sign, getting back to that Revelation 12:1-2 sign. It's a juxtaposition of the constellations Virgo and Leo. It's in Revelation 12:1-2, which is a preview of the entire apocalypse. Very interesting. It's the last great sign, according to the Greek terminology, in the book of Revelation. And I have used Stellarium astronomical software in my background in cryptography to decrypt that. And there, that sign has never occurred before in the last 6,000 years. It will not occur in the future. It's a once-in-human-history event. So it may be signaling what's called the end. I have some friends who believe this, and I'll just relate their theory. It may be signaling what is called the end of the 2,000-year church age. And then God apparently primarily deals more with Israel for about a 7-year period. And a lot happens during that 7 years. But that's a date range. That's not, a specific date. The problem with the book of Revelation is it's written in nonlinear sequence. And you can't really pinpoint a month, a week, a day. You know a lot's going to happen in that 7 years. Everything is going to happen. But
so the 7 years, the 7 years that you're talking about, Christians would refer to that as the 7 years of tribulation. Those are really bad years.
Yeah, and it's also called the Day of the Lord. It's also called the Tribulation, as you mentioned. And there's 21 judgments. They're called, there's seven seal judgments. There's seven, the four horsemen. There's seven trumpet judgments. There's seven bowl judgments in the last half. Now, this celestial object known as Planet X, or the Bible calls it Wormwood in Revelation chapter 8, it causes most of the damage of the trumpet judgments. Now, it doesn't destroy the whole earth. It only impacts one-third of the earth. And the book of Revelation actually says it will land in a sea. So it's going to land either in one of the three oceans facing the sun. It's going to land either in the Atlantic, the Pacific, or the Indian Ocean.
So wait. So first, before we get to Wormwood, let's just seal up here. What does Saturday's sign say to you? What is it that you want people to hear about what's happening in the sky?
Well, if we were in Jerusalem at dawn on September 23rd in the morning this month, this year, we would see at least part of the sign in the heavens, in the constellations in the sky. And if we were using Stellarium, we would see the whole thing. And what it signals to me is, I think it's a huge sign. I don't think, because if you believe that John the Revelator, who wrote this book of Revelation, in Revelation chapter 4, the first verse, it says he was caught up to the throne room of God. Now, if this is true, this is information from the highest source available. This is not a monk in the 16th century or a Jewish rabbi in the 11th century. This is top secret, compartmentalized information.
And this is to herald in, you just said a minute ago, that things are out of sequence. So is this the sign that starts the clock ticking?
Exactly. You hit it. So that's the best synopsis I can give you. It starts a seven-year clock ticking. And as you notice, we've already had an acceleration. We've had $250 billion worth of damage by two hurricanes. We've had these high Richter scale earthquakes in Mexico. And if you actually adjust the Richter scale to what it really was in the early 1900s, that was over an 8.0. It was the same as the San Francisco earthquake.
So because the seven-year period of tribulation is a nightmare. You know, unless it's like a movie that everybody is hyped up and you're like, it's not, that wasn't that good. The 7 year period washes everything in blood. So it must get really bad really fast.
Yes, and what I'm concerned is, I'm concerned when Planet X approaches, when this Nibiru system approaches the sun, it's not going to collide with us, but it has a 250,000-mile debris field, and in it are a couple of asteroids, one of which is called Wormwood. Now, Wormwood has to be at least 3 kilometers to destroy one-third of the oceans. But anyway, getting back to that, that is the problem as it approaches. We live in what's called an electric universe, and there's plasma in outer space. It interacts among the various planetary bodies. As this approaches, the magnetosphere of the sun will be affected.
Okay.
It will heat up. It'll produce solar flares. Could knock out our electrical grid.
Okay, hold on just a second. Okay, so the first part that we have to get to, let's just seal this up. First part is David Mead believes this, the guy whose theory that September 23rd is, nothing's going to happen on September 23rd. This is a gateway that it starts the clock ticking for the seven-year tribulation period, according to David Mead. Now, Planet X is something entirely different, because Planet X is this theory. Is this your theory, or how do we even know Planet X even exists?
Well, it's been researched for almost 100 years. They started looking for it back in the 30s because something was perturbing the orbits of Neptune and Uranus. But NASA discovered it in 1983 with the infrared satellite. And in fact, the four big newspapers, the New York Times and the Post among them, wrote articles about it. And then 2 weeks later, suddenly, at the end of 83, all public information was closed down. And from that point forward, I've had evidence that the elite and the government have built over 100 deep underground military bases for protection. From that point on, the government started preparing, and the public received a major blackout.
Okay, David, we've jumped into a different pool here now. So there is a planet that the government is covering up?
Absolutely. It's a major cover-up by NASA. And it's not uncommon, because normally in any government operation, you've got 10 or 20 people at the top that have compartmentalized above top secret clearances, and they know everything. And nobody else, the 99%, they know nothing. So they have plausible deniability, but the ones at the top are under non-disclosure agreements, and they could be, could lose everything.
And why are they covering Planet X up?
My personal opinion, I think they want to keep the cash registers ringing till the last minute, because there's a lot of very expensive coastal, commercial, and residential real estate around the world.
What good is the money if Wormwood is coming and the planet is going to carry with it all kinds of death?
Yeah, it's very interesting. Even Pope John Paul II, he made a speech before some bishops in Europe in the 1980s, and he said if the third secret of Fatima is that the world's coastal areas are going to be flooded and destroyed, it would be better that we didn't even release it. So he was speaking in dark speech there. I think he knows.
Any hard evidence that this planet that is being hidden, in what this planet is, it has a very weird trajectory, an ellipse that comes and is coming between the Earth and what? The moon?
The Earth and the moon, the moon's pretty close, but between the Earth and the sun, I would say, good point. So I would say it'll probably approach 10 to 14 million miles away.
And has it done this before?
Yes, I have studied the Niebuhr Sky Disk, which is an archaeological discovery in Germany some years ago, and I believe it occurred about 3,700 years ago, and there's a chapter in that in my book. It probably caused the great flood, you know, at that time, what the Bible calls Noah's flood.
And how long before we could see, you know, how long before the jig would be up? I mean, where is Planet X now? Because it'd be pretty hard to have a planet sneak up on us.
Right. Well, it's not going to sneak up to the South Pole Telescope. You know, it's not going to sneak up to the Vatican's secret observatory on Mount Graham. They're watching it in infrared right now. I have a friend who's seen it through the Hubble. I have pictures of it by an astronomer in Paris who worked at a multinational observatory. I have pictures of it from a colleague, Marshall Masters, who analyzed a jetliner photo of it above Utah. Mm. So people have seen it. In rare circumstances, you can get a picture of it from the Earth, the plane of the Earth.
All right, David. I appreciate having you on, and we look forward to seeing what the future brings. But then again, perhaps not. So, but it's good talking to you. Author of Planet X.
The Blaze Radio Network.
I'm Richard Paul Evans, author of the best-selling Michael Vay series. For more than 6 years, readers from around the world have followed Michael Vay and his friends as they battled Dr. Hatch and the Elgin. Then, at the end of Book 6, Michael Vay was struck by lightning. Now everyone's asking, where's Michael? You're about to find out. Book 7, the last book of the Michael Vay series, is on sale now. Find out why Glenn Beck says Michael Vay is fantastic. Michael Vay, The Final Spark, on sale now. Pick up your copies today.